From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Lori Klein reading Willow Whip by Irene Bennett Brown. Now let's begin with Willow Whip, Chapter 1. 13-year-old Willow Sabrina Faber stood in the doorway of the old stone barn where, last night, she had made a wish on a star. This morning, late May 1918, she watched the warming sun flood gold onto the weathered farmhouse, cottonwood grove, and far-flung fields. The wish feeling came back, so strong she clamped her lips to keep from telling what she longed for to the whole wide world. Did they have to be movers all their lives? Finally, a husky whisper escaped her set mouth. I want to stay here. I've got to find a way. She would be 14 in July. Wasn't that long enough to be a nobody from nowhere? Old Jingles, the family dog, crept from the crimson peonies that nodded in the wind alongside the gray frame house. Willow took her hands from the pockets of Papa's patched overalls and whistled the brown dog to her. She gave him his morning loving and remembered when they had come here in March. Papa driving one mule-drawn wagon load of belongings, Mama the other, with the youngest children sandwiched in here and there. Willow, riding Eagle, and her younger brother Walsh, on Papa's Dulcie, with Jingle's help, had driven their four milk cows and the calves. From the first moment of arriving, Willow had had a feeling of belonging, a sense of coming home at last about this farm that they had rented. It was not just one more Kansas farm. To her, it was the ranch. You know, boy.